to wash with. We had to heat that water in a big iron pot. Great big fire. Oh, I'm telling you, if it was hot or if it was cold, you had to get that fire going enough to boil that water.
Now, where would you do the wash? In the
outside, in the yard. Outside in the yard, on an old scrub board. Mm-hmm. Use a battling stick, you know, to punch them clothes with when you put them down in this water to boil them.
Uh-huh.
You boil your clothes in this wash pot, you know. And it had suds in there. Most of the people then made their own homemade soap.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, she never did make too much soap because her hands were it just eated up the lye. They used lye in the soap then. I don't know what they use now, but they used lye then, and lye would just almost eat my mother's hands up. And she'd say, I'm just not going to use that old lye soap. I'd rather do about something else, go to the store and buy some soap. We used that old Octagon soap, and I guess it had plenty of lye on it.
Yeah.
But you know, I've studied a lot of times, that old Octagon soap, we never did have very many pimples and things like that when I was coming along. And I said, I guess it killed all the germs and everything else to keep them having the pimples.
I bet it did. And you know, my grandmama still liked that oxygen.
That's right.
She still likes to use it.
I hadn't saw a bar in years and years until not too long ago. We went up into the mountains and we were in an old country store up there.
Uh-huh.
They had oxygen soap and I bought a bar. Brought it home.
Uh-huh.
I kept it till it almost dried up to show my children.
Yeah.
Because there's not too much of that now. Well, they used to, when they made the soap, they would cut it out in bars and stack it away until they used it. And most of it was white looking. I remember my pa making hominy in a great big iron pot.
Uh-huh.
You know this hominy you buy in the store now?
You're talking about grits?
No, I'm talking about hominy, corn that you boil and make hominy.
Uh-huh.
You've never eaten hominy? Well, honey, it's delicious. It's better than grits.
Is it?
Well,
see, I've heard of hominy. Isn't it some hominy grits?
Yeah, they're hominy grits, and then they're hominy. It's the whole grain.
Oh.
The grits is the only part of it.
Well, is it like grits, or what's it like?
No, it doesn't have a taste like grits. It's more or less like boiled corn, and it is boiled corn in lye.
Mm-hmm.
You put lye in there and boil that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the peeling turns loose on that corn and you peel that husk off.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make that. My father made that lots and lots. They'd put big pots up on, you know, and cook that corn whenever the corn came in and got dried in the fall of the year. And everybody in the community used that hominy. We divided that hominy. Well, when somebody else made it, then they'd bring my family some and say, because you could have canned it, but it was a whole lot better fresh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm telling you, eat hominy and tenderloin from hogs.
Mm-hmm.
That tenderloin, I know you've eaten tenderloin.
I have. That's good. I like
yes, that's
that.
Really delicious.
Yeah.
And homemade hominy. Oh, we really did eat whenever we was growing up because we raised everything. We had apples and peaches and pears, all kind of fruits. And we'd take that fruit, you know, while it was green and wrap it in paper. Put it away in a dark, cool place.
Mm-hmm.
Have some of the finest pears you ever ate.
Ooh,
apples. We had apples even into the fall of the year, but whenever we would have them, and knew there would be a lull in there that we wasn't going to have any apples and fruit, we would wrap the ones green, put away so it wouldn't go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
We never did let nothing go to waste. You know, even you've heard tell of when your grandmother dried peaches and apples and made fried pies.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was delicious too.
It's
very good eating.
Well, when you were talking about milk and the cow, what'd you call that thing that you squirted it into?
A milk bucket.
And
a churn is what you churned it in.
Mm-hmm.
A milk pail is what you that you brought it in, and then a churn is what you churned it in.
Mm-hmm.
I've churned a many a churn.
Is that hard to do?
You take a stick. It's just a stick with a paddle-like on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And put it down in that churn, and you just pull it up and down.